You are listening to Audio Drama in a Darker Shade at darkerprojects.com. And now our feature presentation.
By the 22nd century, mankind had stretched forth its hand to command the stars. But then came the war with the Amsis, and the Terran Empire was brought to ruin. Now, humanity is nothing more than a defeated and conquered race. Yet even in these dark and oppressive times, the hopes for freedom still burn bright.
Darker Projects presents The Sword of Windsor, Episode 2, Elverson's Point, by Eric L. Busby. Based on the Falcon Banner novels by Christopher Patrick Lydon. Original music composed and performed by Kai Hartwig and Kevin MacLeod. Featuring the voice talents of Mark Brzee as Captain Tobias Windsor, David Ault as Luther Emerson, Jim Barber as Dross, Ellie Hirschman as Rupert Sullivan, Aaron Duran as Locke, Damaris Mannering as Sarah Graves, Dan Gergan as Luke Ballard, Diane Capon as Susan Baxter, Alex McNichol as Kaisan, Tom Davis as Inquisitor Darkle, and Chris Snyder as the Tech.
We're told you were a person who could find hard-to-get items. That's why we've been looking for you.
I see. And just what is it you're looking for?
This is a list of what we need.
Food and water rations for several years. Fuel cell replacement modules. Ammunition for rail guns. Seeds for planting. Modular construction units. And a pizza. Quite interesting. Planning on building a colony, are we?
Does that really matter? All I need to know is if you can get what we want.
Yes, I can set you up. But the big question is, how are you planning to pay for all of this? This is going to cost you a lot. And I no longer accept Imperial money. I'm sure you understand why.
Indeed. Push the red button and you'll see what we have to trade.
That can't be real.
It's real enough. We ran across that drifting in space a few years ago. My captain planned to present it as a gift for the Emperor, but that's kind of irrelevant now.
But an asteroid made of gold? I've never heard of anything like it before. I mean, people have speculated something like that could be out there, but to actually have found one?
We've been calling it the Egg because of its shape. I've made a few purity tests of its elemental makeup, and it's almost...
Professor, not now, please.
With something like this, I could be as powerful as the Denver Corporation.
So then, Mr. Dross, do we have a deal?
Mr. Locke.
Sir.
Fetch a bottle of Brandywine and make it our finest. After all, nothing is too good for our new customers. Please, gentlemen. Won't you join me in a drink?
Why, Tobias? You've really gone all out today. What is this? Oatmeal and tepid water?
We've had to cut back until we can get more supplies. Besides, I thought you liked oatmeal.
Oh, I do. It's one of my favorite meals. It's just that it's the only thing we've had to eat for a week now.
Desperate times, desperate measures, Doctor. Excuse me a moment, Doctor. Windsor here.
It's Chief Ballard, sir. I just wanted to give you an update on our progress.
How are we standing on things, Chief?
We've gotten most of the damage repaired. I've also been going over every line of code in the computer's main operating system. Whatever lets Mr. Jacob override the ship's system is pretty well hidden. I have yet to find it.
The very nature of Imperial State Security, I fear. If any good came out of the Empire's fall, it was that it took the Imperial State Security with it. Keep on it. There's got to be something there.
Yes, sir.
What's the status of the biodomes?
My people have finished clearing out 1 and 3. At the moment, they are adapting the soil to support oxygen-based plant and animal life. They should be good to go in another day or two. Biodome 2 is still sealed, by your order, sir.
And that's the way I want to keep it, nice and sealed off. Keep me updated on your progress, Chief.
Aye, sir. Ballard out.
Tobias, forgive me for asking, but just what is in Biodome 2? I don't mean to pry, but I remember the day you ordered it sealed and made it off limits to the crew. It was the day that...
I remember the day well enough, Sarah. What is in Biodome 2 needs to stay there. It needs to stay there for the safety of all.
Safety? As in the crew's safety?
No. I mean the safety of the universe.
I don't understand.
I pray you never do. It would seem I'm a popular person at the moment. This is Windsor.
Sorry to disturb you, Captain, but we have a coded transmission coming from Commander Emerson.
Put it through.
We've been able to contact Dross. Looks like he's willing to help us out.
Excellent news, Commander.
We're hammering out the details at the moment. I'll be back in touch once everything is in place.
Very good. Windsor out.
Is all well at home, Commander?
For the moment.
I have to say this is quite the establishment you have here, Dross. I just love the blue dancing girls.
Yes, they are something to behold, are they not? They say the women of Nalvana can mesmerize the will of any living being with their dance.
That's all fine and dandy, Mr. Dross, but I'd like to get down to business if it's all the same with you.
As you wish, Commander.
Oh, just when I was enjoying it.
Now then, I have been going over your request. It's going to be a little tricky getting you the items you want.
Meaning what?
The Amzus may not be the brightest race in the galaxy, but they're not stupid. A shipment of that size is going to attract their attention, and they'd investigate it. That is why I've chosen the Devron system as a place for our transaction.
The Devron system? But that's closed to all interstellar traffic.
And with good reason. There's a cluster of black holes at the center of the system.
Which makes it most ideal for our purposes.
Ideal? What are you trying to do? Get us all killed?
Professor Sullivan, I'll have you know that I have conducted a great deal of business in the Devron system. Yes, there are black holes there, but as long as we keep our distance from them, we'll be quite all right.
I suppose. For a stellar mass black hole, it is possible to go around without too significant a risk. As long as we stay more than a few light minutes away from the cluster, we should be fine. The key word here being should.
Don't worry yourself, Professor. Besides, it's not like I can be caught dealing with your sort anywhere else now, is it?
And what do you mean by that?
My dear Commander, whether you like to admit this or not, you're a fugitive. Your entire crew are fugitives. If by some strange stroke of luck the Amsis ever found out I was dealing with you, do you have any idea what would happen to me?
I doubt they'd kill you. Last I'd heard, they're trying to curry favor with the Orions.
Trust me, they'll do far worse than kill me. They'd revoke my trade license.
And that's a bad thing, I take it?
Bad is an understatement, Commander. Since your glorious empire got wiped out, I've had to make a number of changes to the way I do business. One of those is cozying up with the Amsis. Following their strict regulations on trade, cutting deals with them in which I lose profits, all just so I can keep my trade license. If I were to lose that, my entire business would go belly up in under a Terran year.
But what about all the stuff you seem to do on the side? Surely that must bring in something.
You're right, Professor, it does. But I have to maintain the image that I'm a legitimate businessman. It keeps the Amsis from looking too close at the other activities I do, such as dealing with people like you. Now then, do we make our trade in the Devron system? Or do I turn you all into the Amsis and get what I can from the bounty on you?
Well, since you put it so charmingly, how can we refuse? The Devran system it is.
A wise choice, Commander. I shall need to make arrangements to get your items. Shall we rendezvous there in, say, 2 days?
2 days would be fine.
Very good. I look forward to completing our transaction then. I'll have my guard escort you back to your shuttle pod. Good day, gentlemen.
Why do I feel we just made a deal with the devil?
The Devron system. Our jump pods won't be able to work that deep in the cluster's gravity well. Still, the ion engine should be able to handle the gravimetric fluctuations.
I hope so. Dross was quite insistent about using that location.
An old Earth saying about beggars can't be choosers comes to mind. I imagine there are worse locations to make the exchange in.
If you say so, sir.
You've done quite well, Commander. Why don't you go get some rest? I imagine watching those blue skin dancing girls was taxing work.
I fear Professor Sullivan took the worst of that, sir. I just hope he survives.
Good night, Commander.
Good night, sir.
Commander Emerson! Commander Emerson!
Yes, Ensign, what can I do for you?
I have my weekly utility report that I need you to look over.
Look, Ensign, I've had a long day. All I want is to get something to eat and go to bed.
It won't take very long, sir. I could read it to you while you eat.
Very well. Come along, my quarters are down here.
God, Luther, you had me worried when I heard you were leading the mission down to an Amsis-controlled world.
Susan, I've been on risky assignments before. You didn't worry then.
I wasn't in love with you then.
I see your point. I don't know about you, but I am really hungry. Do you want anything to eat?
Actually, I kind of had something else in mind.
Sir, Mr. Dross, want to let you know that the cargo ship is set for launch.
Thank you, Locke. As always, you've proven to be quite efficient. What about that other matter we discussed?
The Inquisitor is waiting to talk to you on your comm unit, sir.
Very good. Contact the spaceport and have my personal ship prepared for launch. We'll be leaving within the hour.
At once, sir.
Inquisitor Darkle, it's a pleasure to see you again.
What is it you want, Dross?
You know, that's what I like about the Amsis. Always right to the point. No time wasted with idle chit-chat.
I am a busy person, Dross. So get to the point. What do you want?
I may have information regarding the whereabouts of another Imperial ship. Are you interested?
It depends on the ship. The Hegemony is dealing with a number of insurgent factions at the moment. We do not have the time nor the resources to chase down every lead that comes to us.
If I told you it was the HMS Asimov, would that interest you?
Tell me more. I'm listening. listening.
Do you think we're doing the right thing?
You mean keeping this from the rest of the crew?
No, not that. I mean our leaving the known systems like this.
It's not like there's a whole lot left for us to stay for. Plus, the Amsas seem hell-bent to kill us.
I know. I keep thinking about them, though.
The Amsas?
No, I mean my family, my friends. People I knew once. I always thought I'd be able to see them again one day. Did I ever tell you I got a letter from my dad right before we left?
Your dad? Didn't you say you hadn't heard from him since you were a kid?
I didn't until the day before we shipped out. It's funny, but I never really knew anything about him. Then bang, out of the blue, I get a letter in the post.
What did he say?
Pretty much he just apologized for being away while I grew up. For never being there for me. He told me that he'd kept track of what I'd been doing. And that he was proud of what I had done with my life. I kept thinking I should send something back. Say something to him. Anything. But I never did. The next day I reported on Asimov, and we shipped out. But every so often, I'd reread his letter. I had thought once we got back I'd try and look him up, but now I'll never get that chance.
I'm sorry, Susan. At least you had someone to miss you. I think anyone I knew was glad to see the backside of me. Did you know I haven't always been the easiest guy to get along with?
No, really?
Oh, yes. Did you know I only joined the military because it beat going to jail?
Jail? You never told me you almost went to prison.
When I hit 18, the state more or less cut me off. I was kicked out of the institution I was raised in and left on the streets of Cardiff to fend for myself. You could say I made more than a few questionable choices while I was out there.
Like what?
Ugh, the standard bad moves anyone at that age makes. Stealing, selling drugs, you name it, I was in it. Eventually Johnny Law caught up with me. At my trial, the judge gave me a choice. Join the Imperial Services, or spend the next few years cooling my heels in a jail cell.
Obviously, you joined the services.
Obviously. But I quickly found life wasn't much better for me here than it had been on the streets.
What are you talking about? You've done very well. I mean, look, you're first officer of this ship, for one thing.
Yes, but before I got here, I got into a lot of trouble along the way. I was always in some trouble for something. Fighting, getting drunk on duty. I spent more than a few nights in the brig. And then I got my first assignment under Captain Windsor. I was just a security guard back then. But that's where things took a turn for the better for me.
How so?
It's hard to explain, really, but Windsor listened to me.
He listened to you?
In the past, when I would screw up, people would either lock me away or beat the hell out of me. But the first time I messed up here, Captain Windsor just sat there and listened what I had to say. It was like he gave a damn about who I was. He was the first person I ever knew who even bothered to try and understand me. I can honestly say he helped me become the man I am now.
Into the man I love. Maybe I should thank him then.
Maybe you should.
But I still can't help wondering if he's making the right choice and leaving all of this behind.
Well, I know this much. I trust him to make the right choice.
Time will tell, I guess. Now, what's this I hear about you in a bar with blue dancing girls while you were away?
Oh, heard about that, did you?
We're entering the Devron system, sir. All systems nominal. I'm having to maintain the engines at 16.2% to maintain our current position.
Thank you, Helm. Keep on top of that. What's the status of our jump pods?
Jump pods are fully charged. Not that they'll do us much good here.
So everyone tells me.
I got a visual of the cluster, Captain.
Let's take a look at it.
Incredible. Did you know that the cluster is made up of three singularities that are constantly rotating around one another? A pity we cannot study the phenomenon closer.
Captain, we're picking up two ships closing on us. One is a personal transporter, the other a cargo hauler. The transporter's hailing us.
Open channel.
Ah, you must be the famous Captain Windsor.
And you must be the infamous Mr. Dross.
Guilty as charged. My cargo ship is prepared to unload your supplies. With your permission, it will dock with the Asimov.
Permission granted.
However, I think we should discuss payment before anything else. The, egg, if you please?
Of course. Stand by for transference.
The secondary launch bay is opening, Mr. Dross.
Launch grappler.
Grappler launched. And attached to the egg. I'm hauling it back in. The egg is on board, sir.
Good work, Locke. Thank you, gentlemen. A pleasure doing business with you. If ever you're in the system and in need of anything, I hope you'll look me up. Dross out. Set course for the Tarian homeworld. Once we're clear of the gravity, we'll make the jump.
Aye, sir.
Aw, what's wrong, Locke? You got that sad puppy dog look on your face.
It's nothing, sir. I just miss the way we used to do business. I hate making deals with the AMSIS.
I'm not wild about it myself, and sadly these people are considered criminals now.
It wasn't always that way.
True, but the AMSIS run things these days. And if I want my company to survive in this new era, I have to change the way I do things. Look at the bright side. We have the egg. And with the bounty of the Asimov, I'd say we're going to be set for life. As for the humans, well, they're the AMSIS problem now.
Okay, people, let's get ready to unload the ship. I want to... Oh, dear God. Command deck! Command deck! AMSA shock troopers are boarding the ship! I repeat, we have AMSA shock troopers boarding the ship! Command deck, come in! Damn it!
Sir, we have to get out of here!
Not before we close that hatch! We have to keep the rest of the AMSAs from boarding the ship!
But the controls are on the other side of the room. We'll never make it.
We don't have to. Give me that wrench of yours.
What are you doing, sir?
Funny thing about these cargo hatches, they run on hydraulics. All you really have to do to close it is break the tubing. Whole thing comes down. Now let's get the hell out of here.
Command deck! AMSA shock troopers are boarding the ship! I repeat, we have AMSA shock troopers boarding the ship!
Captain, I have six. No, make that 12 AMSA's capital ships entering sensor range.
He sold us out.
That son of a bitch sold us out!
Get angry later, Commander. We have work to do. Action stations! Helm, retract the docking arm from the cargo ship.
Aye, sir. Docking arm detached and retracting.
Mr. Kaisan? Get your men together and get those AMSIS off my ship.
Hurry on, sir. Security, meet me on deck 4. I'm on my way.
Luther, take over the weapons battery.
Aye, sir. Railguns are armed and ready to fire. Getting a lock on the AMSIS ships.
Wait for my order to fire. Professor Sullivan, I need a full sensor scan on that cluster now.
Yes. Yes, sir. Sensor scans up.
I want an overlay of the Elverson's Point from the cluster scan.
Elverson's Point? Captain, that's just a hypothesis. There is no proof that it even exists.
Just do it, Professor. I don't have the time for a scientific debate.
Yes, sir. Overlay up.
Helm, bring us around to course 768, mark 262. Ion drives to full.
But, sir, that will take us towards the cluster.
I know where that takes us, Helm. Follow my orders.
Yes, sir. Course set. Ion drives to full.
Chief, are you all right?
They're right behind us.
Okay, listen up. I want a defensive line set up here. We have to keep the AMSIS contained to this deck. How bad is it, Chief?
They slaughtered them. Everyone they caught, Kaisan.
They just slaughtered them like animals. We lost a lot of good people.
Right. Here we go, people. Let's make the bastards pay. Open fire!
Hull stress is off the scale, Captain. The ship is being torn apart.
Maintain course and speed. Status of the AMSA ships?
They're not following us.
Of course not. This is total suicide, and not even they are that stupid.
Please, calm yourself, Professor.
I don't understand this. The stress on the hull is gone.
Full stop.
Answering full stop, sir.
I don't believe it. Elverson's point. It's real.
Would someone like to tell me what the hell this Elverson's point is?
The proverbial eye of the storm, Commander. The place where three black holes' gravity cancel one another out. It's a small point in the very center of the cluster. Captain Elverson of the HMS Enterprise hypothesized several years ago that such a place might exist within each cluster.
Now that we're here, can we get back out?
No. The only reason we made it here was our momentum. Now that we've lost that, if we move out of the point, we'd be pulled into one of the black holes.
So how the hell do we get out of here?
Helm, deploy jump pods and stand by.
A hyperjump? Will that even work being this close to the black holes?
I don't know, but we can't stay here, and we can't go up against those capital ships. It's the only choice we have. I just hope the point lets us make the jump.
Jump pods deployed and fully charged.
Set course for the Toffer system. And jump!
You have been listening to The Sword of Windsor, Episode 2, Elverson's Point, by Eric L. Busby. Based on the Falcon Banner novels by Christopher Patrick Lydon. Original music composed and performed by Kai Hartwig and Kevin MacLeod. The series was produced and directed by Mark Brzee and Chris Snyder. Post-production by Chris Snyder. Special thanks to Christopher Patrick Lydon for making the series possible. The executive producer for Darker Projects is Eric Busby. This has been a Darker Projects production.